Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S.-backed Iraqi forces have launched an offensive to retake the western part of Mosul from the Islamic State. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi called upon the troops to respect human rights as they liberate the rest of the city and its residents from what he called the oppression and terrorism of the Islamic State. Meantime, U.S. Defense Chief James Mattis prefers, to keep the operations and the details quiet.
The West Mosul operation, as you know, has been underway in terms of isolating the area for some time now. The attack into the city is something I don't want to go into details about because I owe confidentiality to the troops who are actually making the attack.
Mattis also said the U.S. does not intend to seize oil from Iraq, something President Trump has in the past advocated as spoils for the American military activity there and to prevent the Islamic State group from selling it. Mattis spoke to reporters traveling with him to Iraq for an unannounced visit, which comes on the second day of the Mosul military offensive to push IS out. Pope Francis has appealed for an end to the violence plaguing the Democratic Republic of Congo. The Pope said he continues to receive reports of violence and brutal clashes in central Kasai province in the DRC. Meantime, the U.S. says it was deeply concerned about a video purporting to show soldiers killing up to 100 unarmed civilians believed to have taken place in a village in the fighting between the government of Mamwina and Sapu militia. This is VOA News. United Nations envoy for Syria, Stephen DeMistura, says he's hoping this week's peace talks in Geneva produce new momentum toward peace in Syria.
It's time to try again some intra-Syrian talks, keeping Astana focused only on the cessation of hostilities and Geneva, and therefore all of you, the UN, the international community, involved in trying to see whether there is any space at this stage for a political discussion.
Meantime, Syrian National Coalition President Anas al-Abda said the opposition is prepared to negotiate a political solution. President Trump will soon release a more streamlined version of a presidential order banning immigrants from 7 Muslim-majority nations from entering the U.S., but Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly says it will be better implemented by handling incoming immigrants differently than the first order had directed.
If they're in motion from some distant land to the United States, when they arrive, they will be allowed in. That said, we will have a short phase-in period to make sure that people on the other end don't get on airplanes. But if they're on an airplane and inbound, they'll be allowed to enter the country.
The first executive order from President Trump dealing with immigration reform was stopped by the courts. The new order could come as early as tomorrow. Diplomatic relations are rising, the tensions, that is, between North Korea and Malaysia in the aftermath of the apparent assassination of the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. 45-year-old Kim Jong-nam died en route to a hospital last Monday after he was purportedly accosted and poisoned by two women at Kuala Lumpur's airport. Leftist candidate Lenin Moreno appears to be edging toward an outright victory in Ecuador's presidential election. Observers from the Association of the World Election Bodies invited to monitor the election process. Rosa Nadich, one of the observers.
We had some information gained from the commission and from our AWeb members. We got informed that all polling station commission members were educated to do their work properly. They even make the commission, some innovation into IT process. So I think that our report in the end will be in a positive way.
With about 85% of the ballots counted, Moreno had just under 39% of the vote. He needs more than 40% of the vote and a 10-point lead over his rival, that is, to win without facing a runoff on April the 2nd. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.